From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoma's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Sullivan, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Features Copy Editor.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Great. It's Friday.
It is. And we are happy to be here, and we are happy to tell you about a Hallmark Channel movie we were invited to take a sneak peek at. It's called Relative Stranger and premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, March 14th. It stars Eric LaSalle from ER as a former football star with a wounded past who must find the courage to go the final yard to heal his fractured family. And Don, I understand you weren't feeling this film.
Let me tell you, Penny, this film is all about good times. No, not really.
It's one of those sappy movies that you don't care for, I guess.
It's a Hallmark Channel movie, and I think maybe there's some preconceived notions there about the types of movies one sees on the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I agree. But I was attracted to this movie to begin with because of the sports angle. I like any movie having to do with sports. Of course, that was hardly the centerpiece of this storyline.
No, actually, the sports tie, I guess, is the past of one of our main character.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Walter,
and he was a football player, a standout football player in high school and I guess college until he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And then the story takes off from there. There really is no... It's really after he's been injured and goes out.
Yeah, because the movie really picks up when he's a cab driver in a city far away from his family.
Right.
And he gets a call to come home because his father has died.
Right.
And he has mixed emotions about that because he hasn't returned home in years.
Right. And this is the premise of the story. Walter has been actually left his family to pursue great things, and it didn't work out. And so rather than come back and face defeat, he stays away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been gone for, I think, 6 years.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
He has some soul searching, some conversations with a priest, Father, what's his name?
Well,
Father Gary.
Played by Dan Castellaneta. How do you pronounce his
Castellaneta.
Name? Castellaneta, better known as the voice of Homer Simpson on The Simpsons.
Right. And I didn't pick up on that until after the movie and I read the credits.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that was the voice of Homer. anyway, he goes back home, and who greets him but, you know, the powerful family matriarch, his mother.
Played by Cicely Tyson.
Cicely Tyson. She has a lot of witticisms and wisdom, and as she's trying to keep this family together.
But, of course, his brother, who's played by Michael Beach from Third Watch, only believes he's come back for the inheritance, I believe.
Yeah, the money only.
Mm-hmm. And turns out that his brother had befriended his wife and his children, kind of, you know, a fill-in father figure for them.
His wife, whom everyone believes filed for divorce, has taken up with the brother James.
Yeah.
And so there we have the setting for a lot of family conflict when Walter comes back home.
Yeah. But I thought it was an enjoyable movie.
Well, for me, it was a little heavy, a little too much family drama, too much soap opera, I guess you might say, for my taste. It was nice to see Cicely Tyson again, although she did appear recently in the 2006 movie Mattia's Family Reunion. Someone of my age might remember her breakout role, which was in the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, a TV movie in 1974.
I remember that well.
But it was nice to see her, and she did a fine job in her role.
Well,
the background music bothered me
in
this film.
So I don't remember it. It must not have struck me.
It seemed to be a lot of sappy violin music, I guess, behind every scene, and to the point of distraction when I was watching
it. Yeah.
So,
well, you know, you can turn down the music volume by going into your TV menu and turning it off stereo.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, now we learned something.
I mean, it won't turn it off completely, but it certainly won't make it sound so dramatic, lady, probably. So,
well,
Don?
As far as this movie, it's not one that really has a happy ending, I would say.
Yeah,
it just kind of arrives at a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who enjoy these emotional kinds of drama stories, then this may be up your alley.
Well, I enjoyed it. Okay. I'd give it a 6 out of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding. How about you?
Well, based on Cicely Tyson's performance and some of the other acting, I suppose, I'd give it a 4 or 5, probably.
Well, that's pretty good for being a sappy Hallmark movie, for you to give it a 4 or 5. And we do believe, I believe Don would say also, he believes that it's worth everybody checking out. So remember, Relative Stranger premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, March 14th. That's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.